Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the stars with a show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a more than. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose to get large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cuties can be, you can watch this on YouTube if you want for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Happy Friday to everybody out there. We got a fun one for everybody here going into the weekend. We got Canes in action tomorrow. As you know, before we get into all this ranking stuff that me and Leroy have been quibbling about all year, got TCB. Got to take care of those Hokies who randomly hired James Franklin this week, which I always think is a weird situation. Like, he's there patrolling the entire program. He's ready. He's like a buzzard hanging over, ready to take over.
Would you give up $40 million?
I don't think so.
He gave up $40 million.
That's pretty crazy.
From his buyout from Penn State, just to sign this deal with Virginia Tech.
Crazy, man. So, hello, Leroy. How are you?
What's happening?
Yeah, James.
You know, they were talking about the James Franklin of signing him soon as he left Penn State. They've been talking about that right away.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm more amazed that you look at some of these smaller, I won't say smaller, schools that we don't normally think of spending money on their program, that NIL has got people stepping up a little bit. So they spend a lot of money for coaches. You know what's next. If the coach is coming, that means NIL is coming, because the coach ain't going to go there if they ain't going to support the program.
Yeah, I would agree. You got him, and then, you know, there's a lot of stuff surrounding Lane Kiffin right now. It seems like he's going to probably jump ship, seemingly, to Florida.
Right. Vlad, by the way, depending on the contract, a lot of times with these coaches, if you sign a new contract, the previous school only has to pay you the difference.
I get it, but still, I'm not giving up $40 million from Penn State. Like, you know. I know you're going to sign me. Well, you can sign me. You don't have to sign me now.
Take a year off. Like,
you
put your feet up for a little bit.
Sign me after the season is done. I'm still going to try to figure out to get as much money from, you know, Happy Valley as I can to be happy.
Yeah, but as far as if they paying him $9-10 million a year, you know what I mean? He's getting his money.
Either way, I suppose he's going to be watching whatever he's got on that roster tomorrow when the Canes go to Blacksburg for a high noon star. You, of course, can hear that right here on QAM. As the Canes, two games left in this regular season, both on the road, conference opponents. So, certainly got to
Sleepy Nooner.
Sleepy Nooner, which never fun. I guess I like it better than a night at Blacksburg where weird stuff can happen.
Definitely better than nighttime.
Oh, yeah. You don't want them riled up from the day's activities.
Yeah.
I was there. Probably the most, it was the scariest moment of my life. Like, when I felt like, I could smell the racism.
Wow.
I can smell the racism and moonshine just spewing out of them.
Was it Virginia Tech? I always forget if it was West Virginia or Virginia Tech, whoever. So one of their fans had like a really classless Jose Fernandez poster like right before they played. I can't remember which Virginia it was. I think it was Va Tech though.
Never go there during Halloween weekend. That's the worst. Oh, they lose their minds.
Crazy, man. So, yeah, that gets going tomorrow. You guys can, of course, hear that as the Canes need to finish out this season strong. So listen to that right here on QAM. Speaking of strong, last night, your Florida Panthers.
What do you call a 1-0?
You called a shutout, dude. They literally have a term for
no.
that.
They called
a shutout.
Instead of a 2-1 filthy. It's got to be another little.
Leroy, it would be called shutout if you don't score a goal or you don't score
right.
a point.
Okay.
It's as classic a term as there is. One of the all-timers, Span Sports.
Yeah, that's true.
The -1. Panthers defeat the New Jersey Devils 1-0. Got my buttons up there, Vlad. Let's hear a little bit of Doug Plagans last night. Sam Reinhart, he would score the lone goal for the Cats in the first period.
Had it stolen away, then right back along. Boker's going to pass. Reinhart left side in.
That's
he
it.
Scores! Upstairs, Sam Reinhart. Opens the scoring with 7:02 left in the first. Tuck that one upstairs just under the bar. The Panthers have a 1-0 lead.
Right where Mrs. Mola keeps the peanut butter.
That's crazy. They played a game on, was it Tuesday night? Monday
mm-hmm.
night? No, Monday night. They played a game 8-5.
Yep.
Just highlights. Last night, just one goal.
One goal and a Sergei Bobrovsky shutout. This was the final call on the Cats radio last night.
Now the Devils left to right across your radio. Bratt, Mercer near side. Mercer up the wing. Lost it. Here's Reinhart. Backhands to center. Meyer grabs it back for New Jersey. 30 seconds. Back inside the Devils zone. Nemitz to Bratt. Bratt dumps it in. Around the top of the dasher to the near corner. It rolls. Gritsuk and Bratt out front. This one jammed up. Bobrovsky a piece of it. Gritsuk to the line. Nemitz. Gritsuk down low, Bratt into the circle. Bratt walks it out front, a shot, couldn't get it through. Now he sure keeps it alive. Gritsuk near side, Bratt at the line. 2 seconds, 1 second, long shot, save Bobrovsky, the rebound, left, and it's wide. The Panthers weather the storm, and they win it 1-0 over New Jersey tonight. The Panthers, winners over New Jersey. It's a 30-save shutout for Sergei Bobrovsky, his second shutout this season and 51st in his National Hockey League career. 1-0, the Panthers get it done over the Devils tonight.
And that 30th save, huge.
Oh, Chick-fil-A.
Free Chick-fil-A. Sergei Bobrovsky is feeding America. Well, feeding South Florida fans.
Yeah.
And you got to get the Chick-fil-A app. But free Chick-fil-A from Sergei Bobrovsky on top of the 1-0 shutout yesterday, right at the end.
Whew, I'm telling you what. When they go empty net and there's like a minute left, the action is unbearable. I'm like.
He was on one yesterday, and you guys mentioned the Canucks game. Where
what was that?
Squeaky cheeks.
So if I put a quarter in there, two dimes and a nickel come out.
Mm-hmm. Squeaky cheeks.
You put a piece of coal in there, you're going to get a flawless diamond.
So Sergei Bobrovsky, this was him after the game. This was him focused on getting the shutout.
It's every game is a different game. You know, sometimes you have different shots. You know, you face the different shots, different teams. So I felt comfortable last game too. You know, I didn't feel uncomfortable. I was there. I was focused. They score good goals. You know, they score 5, but they scored good goals. It was backdoor, top end. You know, they made a good place, and I give credit to them for those goals. And tonight I felt great too. So I played my game. I was focused, and I tried to help the guys as much as I could.
Yeah, baby. Everywhere.
Do you get as nervous as I do when the goalie goes behind the net to get the puck and guys are skating all over the place?
No. Ooh. No, I trust Bob with his stick handling. He always is a big poker too. He goes, psh. That's when
I trust him. It still doesn't make me any less nervous when I see nobody in front of the net.
Paul Maurice, this was him on Sergei getting a shutout and just continuing his legendary career.
Kind of feel that, don't you? Like, that's been a bit of a story of the career, and certainly for number one goaltenders. If you didn't like one of Sergei's games, you're pretty sure you're going to like the next one, right? He was right on tonight, right and clean with everything they did. There's a lot of danger that we'll watch that game on video, and you'll be really impressed with the little deflections that have the wonderful hands on that team, and he made some great saves.
Yeah, he is the danger. That's what's happening there, dude. Panthers got the Oilers in town tomorrow night, so. There you got that.
Oh, rematch.
Yep, little cup rematch. Hurricanes men's basketball, they beat Elon, the Fighting Musks. They win 99-72 yesterday, so the Canes improved to 4-1. Their lone loss coming to Florida over the weekend. So good job by Jay Lucas and the boys last night. And Thursday night football, woo! To close out our headlines, which are brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com.
Somebody had the Texans.
You did have the Texans. Well, they won flat out. They took out the Bills 23-19. We'll get into a little bit coming up. We'll take a break back after this.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM as we take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Last night, Thursday night football, you had the Bills getting stomped out by the Houston Texans defense.
You know, Josh Allen. That's the best defense in the league.
Well, they looked like it last night, dude.
Yeah.
They looked like it last night. They sacked him 8 times, picked him off twice, recovered a fumble.
I didn't get to the Moose. They wanted a few teams to get to the Moose and get him down every time.
They're fast.
Because they got fast Mooses themselves.
All of their Mooses are so fast.
Daniel Hunter, Will Anderson.
He got annihilated yesterday.
That's not the team you could do that backyard things, that backyard play with. Like, you can't.
Because they more athletic than
right.
You.
Like, he turned. There was a lot of times he was like doing that back. He turned around, boom, right into a sack. Like, you can't do that with a team with that much speed and power on the outside. Nah, bro. He got hurt.
I mean, it goes to show you that as great as some of these quarterbacks are, sometimes you need a well timed effort, meaning that you need to throw the ball with timing to avoid some of that. He never seemed to do that. Like, every ball was thrown after like 3 seconds.
He was hurt, bro. After a game like that, what happens? Is that like you're in the training room for 3-4
hours? No, because it's a road game, so you might
I'm talking about when you get back. Yeah, when you get back.
When you get home, because it's going to be late, you just go to sleep, you get up, because you got to get up in the morning. They probably have something on Friday where you just go and kind of burn, you know, kind of get some kind of workout in. And then the weekend, yeah, you got a couple of extra days. They might give them until, sometimes they give you till next Wednesday off. You did Monday's work on Friday.
We've seen them rally back. I mean, they did this a couple of years ago when the Dolphins yacked up the division. I mean, we've seen them come from behind in the back, you know, third of the season.
Yeah, but this team is structurally different. Like, they don't protect as well. We tend to always say this, that the quarterback is so good, it doesn't matter who you have at wide receiver. Well, in a game like that, it does matter.
Those guys got to separate. They missed,
and it wasn't happening. So he was holding on to the ball, playing right into the hands of Houston.
Yeah, I mean, they obviously knew. I mean, they wouldn't have made such a push for Waddle if they felt comfortable with their skills. It just doesn't seem like there was much out there for them to go get for him. Sometimes these teams get too cute with the weapons when they have the quarterback. They think, we could just have whatever.
Put anybody in there.
You know, and the Chiefs kind of, you know, obviously the Patriots for years ruined that, and so did the Chiefs a little bit. But even they got to a point where it was like, hey, you need to give him some weapons. Like, it can't be nobody. It can't be just you know, Kelce breaking down.
Well, the difference between what Kansas City did in New England, Kansas City won championships with elite speed on offense. And they kind of lost that for a couple of years, and they won again. And so they thought, well, okay, we don't have to go out and spend big money or use draft capital for this. But then they start struggling. So now they're trying to get back to that. What New England did, New England had guys that fit their offense to a T. So they didn't necessarily have that big play threat except for Randy. The year they had Randy Moss, but they had guys who were going to be where you wanted them to be. They ran through the tight end. They did a lot of that intermediate stuff, but the guys that did it were really, really good at it. And so it's a little bit different in that Buffalo doesn't have that kind of game to go to. All they have is Cook.
Schmeathen says, you know, this ends with Tyreek going to Buffalo next year. I mean, I guess, dude, but listen, I don't know what he's going to be like. Like, he's, first of all, he looks, I mean, if you've seen any of the videos of him, he's like, this is a really bad injury that he's coming back from. Guy can barely walk right now.
Yeah. Well, I wonder if they put any pins in.
I don't know.
Because they put pins to hold everything.
His knee was facing the other direction. I mean, this is something that could take multiple surgeries, you know? Like,
But that's what I mean. The multiple surgeries is, they set it, they put pins in it, and then the next surgery is take the pins out. So that's where we're going there. But, yeah, it's depending on what else was damaged. Sometimes you can dislocate something, and they put it back in place, and there's no bone breaks or ligament damage or anything like that, and the recovery is a little different. By him needing surgery, I'm assuming that there were some other kind of injuries and they had to structurally fix the ankle. Now, the thing about ankles is I don't know how you maintain your speed if you lose range of motion. And that'll be the thing, the determining factor of how Tyreek's going to look, because he may be able to run, but without that mobility with that ankle, he's going to look like he's mashing ants.
It's going to be interesting. I mean, right now, they're still like one of the top wild card teams, but just by a game, like, they're holding on to it, man.
They got tiebreakers.
They don't have the Houston tiebreaker anymore.
Right.
Houston's on their heels.
Yeah, but they got the Ravens and the Chiefs.
Buffalo good enough to use this phrase? Just get to the playoffs and we can do something there.
No.
See?
No, because I've been telling you guys that somebody's been on the foreman and you're like, no, why should he be on? Come on. that's the last night's the reason why I've been saying Sean McDermott's on the Foreman grill. And if he doesn't get them to the Super Bowl, they look like a wild card loss. They look like a wild card.
Well, the problem is he's the defensive coach, and their defense is getting abused. Well, then,
guess what? If your defense is getting abused, and you haven't been
able. Don't they have Brady?
Joe Brady's their offensive coordinator.
But he's on the Foreman, and it's just been turned up a little bit.
I mean, obviously, any coach that is out there, and we've talked about this with the Dolphins, is like, there's not like this great bevy of coaches that are out there, like this huge hotbed of prospects. I know everybody's kind of into Chris Shula, the Rams defensive coordinator, because of what he's been doing with them, especially to Sam Darnold and whatnot. But
do we need a defensive coach or do we need an offensive coach?
The Dolphins?
It depends on who your quarterback is.
I don't know. I mean,
I don't think anything's going to happen until after next year.
We don't know. I mean, like, the Dolphins are, like, look, it's nice what they've done. I mean, it's cool. It's great to see that they haven't given up on McDaniel. That wasn't a well-played football game that they just had.
No, it wasn't.
I'm not sitting – like, I don't think the guy – they may just do that because it's status quo and that's the best to do it, but I don't think Mike McDaniel's proven anything yet other than, okay, his team doesn't pack it in about him, but there's still a lot of things about the team where you're just like, oh, all right.
No, I'm not saying that they're doing it because Mike McDaniel, you know, is doing anything. I'm saying they do it because if you're going to have Tua for another year, you might as well keep his coach. To say we're going to keep Tua for another year and then bring in a new coach with a new offense, now you're giving, you know, it's almost like Tua can't play in this offense, blah, 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 or whatever.
Yeah, I think it's all up for grabs. Like, I don't think we can make any determinations till the season's over. Because I think if they go and they go on a run, okay, I'll see that argument. But, you know, people still will think be concerned that it's not good enough. If they go in the toilet, then I can see them not going with Tua. If Tua gets hurt again, what if Tua, you know, gets another concussion? You know, it's too much of a wild card to know or make any definitive statements that Tua's for sure going to be back. Mike McDaniel's going to sure for be back. Like, it's too much. Yeah, too much in flux.
I'm just keeping it real. That's it, like I'm going with if everything, you know, if Tua doesn't get hurt or whatever, Tua will be your quarterback next year.
It depends on the record. Like, what is the record though that has to be? Like, if they're 7-10, like you think you're just okay with them just going back and rolling back the same thing?
It's not a matter of being okay with the result. The problem is that who's going to take a job that has $100 million in dead cap?
Supposedly, it's a very, I mean, like, look, all this stuff is just out there because, you know, who knows what the report's true, but supposedly it's a coveted job. I think everybody looks at it as a glamour market with an owner who's going to spend. If you get to start off fresh and pick everything, I mean, Sean Payton went to the same situation in Dallas.
Yeah, but see, the one thing, I mean, in Denver?
Denver, excuse me.
The one thing about Sean Payton, though, is he is a guy who's had success and could make a move like that, and they were patient with it, right? Like when they took that hit with Russ, they just took the hit and they were going to be patient because it was Sean Payton that was a coach. Who's the coach that you're going to bring in that you can do that and eat that cap money, knowing it's going to be a couple of years?
I think everybody knows.
Weather the storm of the team being bad, because all you're going to start talking about is getting rid of the next coach.
I don't think it's fair to do that.
Nobody's like that patient, though.
I don't know what you like. What do you have this whole thing of people aren't patient? Like, the first of all, this guy has been here for 4 years. His record's gotten worse every single year. He's definitely gotten patience. The previous GM was here for
in charge for
a decade and has been here for 20 plus years. So The ownership has been patient.
But the point that I'm making is this: with $100 million in dead cap, and you know it's going to take 2 or 3 years, you're going to have to hire a guy that everybody's going to feel comfortable with seeing it through. If you bring in a young new coach, and he struggles the first 2 years, everybody going to want to run him out too.
I don't know, dude. I think that's
so what I'm saying is
I think it's a weird way to go about decisions. Like, we can't, because nobody will be patient with whoever we bring in. Like, let's just say they brought in Chris Shula. Like, let's just say, hey, this is gonna be your first gig. You know it's gonna stink. Like, I mean, Stephen Ross has allegedly offered to pay for losses before because he wants to tank and get it right. Like, I think that's all the guy really wants. I think the fan base, does this feel like a fan base that's backing McDaniel and Tua right now? Not really. So you don't think that understanding is going to be there?
So, all right. I know what this looks like, right? I know how fans react to just losing, regardless of what your situation is. You making it sound like people are going to be understanding if they bring in a young new coach and they struggle the first 2 years. They're not.
You only have 3 years in all of sports show something.
Yeah, but so why, if you're a young coach, would you take a job that you know is going to be 2-3 years and you might not even be able to see it through?
But if you're showing improvement those 2-3 years, I think they'll do it. Like, Dan Campbell was a young coach, and they started out 0-11. Then they started the next year 1-6. They finished 8-9. Guess what? They showed signs of progression.
I understand all that. All I'm doing is putting up all the reasons and scenarios as to why I don't know if I would go that route. I understand going that route. I'm not saying don't do it.
Because here's the flip to that, Leroy. You keep McDaniel into another year, and you still get bad. You still get worse.
Right.
Now you might have just put yourself even further away.
Then your presentation to any coach or GM is that we have a clean slate.
You can have a clean slate now.
But not with being able to do anything with it. If you were to create a clean slate now, you actually make yourself more limited.
Well, it didn't matter. The Dolphins, when they did it with Flores, he had a clean slate, and they still sucked. Like, it's not like it makes it – if you're going to be bad, you're going to be bad. Like, it's not about, like, having the clean slate or the assets. It's just, like, you gotta determine also the now of your team of, like, is this good enough? Because we've seen it go both ways for franchises. You have – not everybody's come into just ideal clean slate situations. Most of the time, you have to work your way out of a mess. So we'll see. I just think that barring this guy making a miracle playoff run, I just don't know what's left for him to show, or what he's done to really show this belief that the ownership should have in him.
Well, I didn't say all that.
I'm not saying you are. I'm asking. I'm just saying. Like, I don't think he's done. I just don't think he's done enough yet to just warrant, all right, everybody's back. It's like, dude, they tooth and nailed it against a. You know, not very impressive. And
he's lucky that they won that game. Let's be real.
Super lucky they won that game, and they didn't put up any points against an awful defense.
Because if they lost that game, that's a fireable offense on the plane ride. Like, if I was Stephen Ross, I would have been like, thinking about that loss. And here's the other thing. Last point, right? If you bring him back next year, and then they start off like they've had the last two seasons, and they've had slow starts, then what are you going to tell the fan base? You're going to fire him in the middle of the season?
Right.
When you could have just fired him before the season began?
Yeah.
Take a break. Back after this.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now.
Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bump, bump.
Bam, bam.
15 minutes of heat here for you on FM 104.3 WQAM, which is brought to you by the Lexus to Remember sales event, as your Heat are going to be back in action coming up tonight. Get offers on select models for a limited time. Learn more at Lexus.com. Heat take on the Chicago Bulls tonight in NBA Cup action. Coverage on FM 104.3 WQM begins at 6:45 with pre-heat. As the Heat going into this game a little bit banged up, we get the news yesterday that Andrew Wiggins did not make the road trip. He has a hip injury. So he won't...
How many games on this trip?
Just two.
Two.
Just two. You got this, and then you got Sunday in Philly. Tyrese Maxey with 54 last night.
Oh, my goodness. He's a looter in the riot, though, right? He's just doing his thing.
No, I don't think. Philly's been pretty decent this year. No.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, great beginning for PG. He played very well last night.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was like, he scored the first 11 points for them.
Listen, I mean, you know, I'm sure that the Clippers don't regret it at all, dude. You know, Owen OKC, their pick this year, and seeing SGA become maybe one of the best players on the planet. So
that bothers you, doesn't it?
That's crazy.
Why would it bother me?
I mean, you would be upset if the best team in the league all of a sudden has the, you know.
Oh, it doesn't bother me. I mean, it's the Clippers. The Clippers are clearly stupid. How can I be bothered? I'm not a Clippers fan, but yeah, like I don't, you know, they went and they made this deal with the basketball devil of like, hey, we're going to give up SGA so we have the cast to trade for Paul George and bring in Kawhi Leonard. And it's just been a just flagrant disaster for that franchise. They've watched the big piece that they've gone. He's won an MVP and a championship. And they owe the pick? I mean, that's – and they also – I mean, even them trying to be competitive this year with their cute little shell game blew up in their face already. So I'm not upset about it. It just – I mean, but it's – I mean, everybody's looking at it. That's I mean, as doomsday a scenario as you could get.
When you put it that way, that might be worse than the Luka trade.
I don't know about that.
When you give
Luka didn't want to leave.
When you give up an MVP and a pick.
At least they got the rigged number one overall
pick. The guy
you
gave up win a championship and an MVP?
Yeah, I can't say it's worse than the Luka trade as of right now, but it's bad. It's up there, and it just kind of goes. And then on top of it, it seemed like they were. It seemed like they had to also circumvent the salary cap, it appears, to get Kawhi Leonard on top of it. It's crazy. Truly a crazy season by them. But anyway.
Is he the only guy that's street clothes that people give a pass to? Because when he plays, he balls out every time.
I don't think people give him a pass anymore. I mean, like, listen, he's got incredibly one of the weirdest resumes of all time. Like,
he's
when he
protects.
He's got, well, not with the Clippers. I mean, like.
But he got one winning for one for another country.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. Like, what does ring protection even mean, Vlad, like, in this case?
Meaning that, yes, he's awfully, like Leroy said, he's very injured. But, like he says, when he is on the court and playing, he is one of the top 10 players in the league.
Yeah, I don't think he's top 10 anymore. But I get it.
I wouldn't want to face him in the postseason.
Dude, he still has, for some reason, that dude has one of the, it's just unstoppable when he wants to be.
When healthy.
I mean, he don't even need to be 100% healthy.
Oh, he needs to be 100% healthy.
You think?
I mean, he's not 100%
well, he
healthy right now.
He's already out again.
He's already out again this year.
He's not a guy that's playing at 80-85%.
They said this last year. They're like, oh, this is the first year in forever. He's ended a year healthy. What great news. 3 weeks, he's hurt. So, like, I guess, yeah, ring protection as far as, like, is he going to the Hall of Fame? Yeah, for sure.
He's
one defensive
titles.
Player of the year. He's got two finals MVPs. Yeah, for
he's
sure.
Good. He's good.
But, but it's a strange career. I think we'd all acknowledge.
It could have been better, absolutely. But, I mean, he has two titles. So
he ain't earned a penny less either.
But the Heat are in Chicago tonight. That's an interesting game because it's an NBA Cup game, right?
It is an NBA Cup game, and then they lose one of their starters. It's going to be – I think they'll probably start Jaime, I would guess, because they don't have Jovic either. He's also hurt for this trip.
Oh, word?
with which is not great, because he was saying, I think, that he was hoping this was going to be a one and done-er, and now he's not there for the next two. I mean, like,
is it abundance of caution?
I don't know. I mean, I guess so. I mean, you would imagine,
because I would say, like, there's been a lot of guys talking about hips.
Leroy, I'm excited. Toby,
what?
This is going to be a game of intangibles.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
It's the Miami Heat intangibles.
It's going to be like Indiana versus Purdue.
Yeah.
I mean, we got
Bezelis. We got Giddy. We got Vucevic. We got.
That's it?
No, I'm talking about, well, for the,
well, on the Heat side, we got Pella.
We got Pella.
We got, I mean, you know, we've that's, I think, kind of.
Is that it? Is that
kind of it right now. Well, Jovic and Tyler and Jakachonis is in Sioux Falls, so.
What's wrong with you guys?
What do you mean?
They're tangibles. They're all, like, in plain clothes.
I don't know. The word is, Sham said yesterday that Tyler Hero could be making his return on Monday, that he could be making his season debut against Dallas.
Is he going to come off the bench?
No, no.
To start?
What?
I think you're going to start him right away?
Yeah.
Davion is going straight to the bench, huh?
Yeah, I think so. I would be surprised. Unless they go three guards, I mean, you could put Pella to the bench if you wanted to. So you could, I mean, you could go Davion, Tyler, Norm as your three, Wiggins as your four.
Ooh, no, that's too small, too small, too small.
So, I mean, you could do that, but no, I think they'll probably.
Well, here's the other thing, though. You still, defensively, it could work. Because you don't have to worry about those two guys playing defense.
You could probably do it against a team like that right now because, you know, they don't have AD. They got Lively just came back, I think.
No, nah, they got their bigs, though. We just played them Wednesday night. They got Gafford and Lively back. So,
I think it's probably just going to be Davion goes back. If Wiggins is healthy, then it'll probably just be Davion goes back to the bench. That's what I would guess. That's what I would guess. But for today, I mean, you put Jaime in for Wiggins to start. You could do that.
Or you go Jaime, Kalel, and Bam?
You could go, well, you're either going to probably start Kalel with Bam, which they haven't been doing, or you're going to start Jaime for Wiggins. So that would be the, you'd either go probably with those two, unless Spo, like, wanted to go, like, super weird and just keep his bench unit and then just be like, Keyshawn, you're starting today. Let's see if he does anything. Like, that's he's been playing terribly, so I don't think that's probably the leader in the clubhouse, but he's gonna probably get playing time on this trip, I would think.
I'm trying to figure out with Keyshawn, how can he be so athletic and look so uncoordinated at the same time?
Well, he's got frying pan hands right now.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, how can you be that athletic?
Frying pan hands.
Usually, dude. Athleticism, and correct me if I'm wrong, if somebody says you're very athletic, usually you got good ball skills and those abilities too. Right? To certain, you're not, like, kicking the ball's ass.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think of, like, a guy who's really, like, you had this kind of an athletic build and they really, like, molded it. I mean, he's kind of like a swole Derrick Jones Jr. DJ didn't have a lot of skills to his game. He was just a leaper, and it took a lot of work to get him to. Now he's a really, like, respected defender, 3-and-D guy in this league, and also has the jump out of your gym.
We never had that problem with him batting the ball around.
He wasn't really anything but a lob threat to start his career. That's all he was. He didn't dribble the ball.
I mean,
he couldn't shoot. He was kind of like you saw the first shades of him being that, and he got a lot better with that in his other stops. But I mean, I think a lot of this stuff's in your head too. I think when you're like, I was even watching him like do some stuff right before walkthrough or shoot around. And it was just like, you know, you can see, like, he seems like he's pressing too much. So, I don't know. But I was just, that's if Spo goes with the classic. I'm just going to throw in rando starter. And
keep the rotation,
right? Yeah, to keep the rotation mostly the same. But more than likely, he'll probably start Jaime and then maybe just go with a shorter rotation to Drew, Simone, and Kalel coming off the bench. And then if somebody gets into foul trouble, then you crack open Keyshawn.
Okay.
That's probably what he's going to do. Probably.
Not a whole bunch of guys getting foul trouble with the Heat, though.
No. Although, I mean, the guy who's been doing it the worst has been Jovich. He's not playing. Oh. Jovich has been putting Duncan Robinson to shame recently.
Mean, it's pretty amazing that a team that plays as aggressive as they do on the defensive end don't really ever get in foul trouble.
Yeah.
This is a important game.
Yeah, it's NBA Cup. It's Eastern standings.
Right, because NBA.
It's an important trip.
Milwaukee's 2-0 in Group C. Chicago, New York, and Miami are 1-1.
Mm-hmm. I think Miami has the best point differential.
They do have the best point differential.
Out of those three.
Out of those three, so.
Because they had that game where they smoked the Charlotte Hornets by a lot.
Right, the Hornets are out of it. But Milwaukee, yeah, the Heat play the Bulls in Milwaukee next week, right? Wednesday? Right.
Yes, they have Wednesday. So they have these two road games. Monday's second night of a back-to-back, but it's in their building. Wednesday is the Bucks, and then I think the Pistons are in town next Saturday. So,
oh, that's going to be a good one.
Oh, I can't wait.
When do they play their last cup game? They play four cup games.
The last cup game is next Wednesday.
Yeah.
Next Wednesday, okay.
And then I think
they did Tuesday and Fridays with the cup. That's why I got a little confused.
They did, but for some reason, I don't know why they jammed everything Thanksgiving week. That they've all the games, the last games are Wednesday and Friday. I understand why Prime is.
They're not messing with football on Thursday.
But they never mess with football. Those games are usually Tuesday and Friday. But they're messing with.
Right.
But they're also playing their games Friday because it's part of the. Prime.
Maybe they just think everybody's off, like it's a good night for TV.
Maybe. Because it's Wednesday and Friday. It was never Wednesday's Friday. It was, like you said, Lee, where it was Tuesdays and Fridays.
They're probably doing like a thing. They just figure everyone's going to be out. Everybody's going to be out of bars. Why don't we have it be a big NBA night? Because everyone's going to. Because nobody's working at least by the afternoon on Wednesday. Everybody's usually off.
Next week, Black Friday? It's sports.
A sports smorgasbord?
It's sports porn. Like, wow. It's ridiculous. You have NBA games. You got college football. You got the NFL Black Friday game. It's ridiculous. The only thing that's missing would have been a good UFC or boxing fight. But we have it this weekend.
Well, it's a nice card. It's not, like, I don't know how many of these fights, other than the Haney-Norman fight, I don't know how many of these are going to be, like, super competitive.
Something to watch.
Something to watch. That's fair. Take a break. We're back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.